the News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:06 in the morning. Good morning, the first day of June.
And Monday.
Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Bad Bob.
No, have not had a sip of caffeine yet.
Nope, I'm starting.
I was thinking maybe next time you go shopping for skivvies, go the next size up. Maybe I don't
know. No. Well, you know what? Hey, you know, I've got those Marine skivvies on. You know. Anyway, Bad Bob is feeling better because he had all of his teeth worked on.
Oh boy!
Well, I go get the stitches out Wednesday. So,
and you got a haircut too, buddy.
Yes, our fine friends down there, of course, at Cypress Square Barbershop.
Yep.
Good to be back for me, too. Good to have you back.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the 1st of June. And, Linda, what does it look like here starting off in June?
Well, good morning, everybody. It's, of course, the 6th month of the year. Where are we going? It's moving so quickly. Scattered showers are predicted today with 40% chance of those. And, of course, tonight with our temperatures around 60, today our highs will be 76, and it's currently 60 degrees here. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793 is how you reach them.
Our friends over there, veteran-owned business.
So much to talk about. We took a long trip. We took a trip that we haven't actually been alone on two or three days for 2 years. Well, since your birthday a couple years back. So we love this place. It's called Smith River, but it's really, you know, just the northern part of the Oregon coast, California coast, right about 9 miles south of Brookings. And we looked around, and finally I went back to an old email and I called this lady that we've stayed at her place for, I guess, going back. We went into the book inside the cottage and found out, I think we started back in the 2010.
No. We started back in 2008.
Did we?
Yeah, it was way back then.
Well, and those pages were torn out.
Well, it was probably because of the things I'd written. the bottom line is we're not saying exactly where it is. It's too late. You already did, because the beach is absolutely – we have it to ourselves. We got there the day before Memorial Day. Everybody left on Memorial Day, and for 4 days till we came back on
Great
Thursday.
Great time to travel.
There was nobody. There was nobody on the beach.
And we saw whales, lots of whales.
Every day we saw whales.
It was just fantastic. From the beach. Yeah.
Did you by any chance go to Alta's Burger Bar?
We didn't leave. No. See, we didn't leave.
We did not go out to dinner or lunch.
We didn't buy one meal. It was.
We went gift shopping for a few hours.
I read 7 books.
I read 2.
And we watched no TV. And I mean, not one TV, not listen to the radio, nothing. And when we got back and I turned on the TV, guess what?
Not much had changed.
Nothing had changed. Baltimore was on fire. Oh, what else is new?
Next time you go up there, and I'm sure there will be a next time, there's this little modular place set up, and it's called Alta's Burger Bar, and it is arguably the best hamburgers I've ever had.
Ever? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll try that out. Maybe. Hey, when we came back, it was the Colt 45's opening night, and what can I say except what a great way to spend an evening with the Colt 45's. They are absolutely fabulous. Okay, let me say it again. Fabulous. And they did a sweep of the Santa Rosa Rosebuds. First of all, how hard is it to cheer against the Rosebuds? Stand up. Rosebuds! Rosebuds!
I'm seeing Orson Welles.
I can't help it.
I'm seeing there, a close-up of Orson
Santa
Welles'
Rosa,
mouth.
The Rosebuds? You know, the Rosebuds? Anyway, so, but that was, they swept the whole series, and then this weekend, the Bill Schmidt Invitational, that NASCAR is back in Reading, and one
so
of the
exciting.
Officials, big officials, said, you know what? They sold the place out. They sold it out so well that they sold some tickets two or three or maybe even four times out there. That's how well they sold it out.
I heard.
I mean, they were standing room only, and here comes NASCAR. Now, Friday night, Linda was judging the for Anderson Explodes, these lovely young ladies.
National Anthem Con. That, you know what? That, I'm not sure I'd want to do that again. Thank you for asking me. It was nice. It was very, very difficult. You've got these young,
really?
I think the youngest was 15. And
12.
The
old, 12. Was it 12?
Okay. Okay, maybe she was 12. I thought she was 15. According to my record, she was 15.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, anyway, you need to correct me again?
No, because that's what she said, she was 12. I mean, I just thought that was adding a little bit more, showing that they were all young. I think the oldest one was 16.
All right. So, according to what I was looking at with the black and white information in front of me, because I was judging. Thank you.
Danger, Will Robinson.
You're right, honey. You know what, honey? I just thought about it, and you're right.
Anyway, these girls were also wonderful, young ladies, also wonderful in these beautiful, fresh voices. How do you – I don't know. I mean, there were three categories. And, voice, technique, it was just, showmanship. Apparent. I mean, there were so many things wrapped into it, and then a comment on the bottom, and then you had to – you know, I just – and it was difficult because they all, if I had the position to say, would you sing the national anthem? I've had every single one of them perform at a game or perform someplace. They were
they
all wonderful.
Good. Yes.
So the winner was our darling Madeline West, and she will be singing the national anthem in front of thousands at the
Anderson Explodes. Okay.
Moving on to Saturday, which was Bev Stupak's 60th birthday. I think anybody who has ever been asked to sing at something will only understand that it's not a big deal for me, except for they sent a track to the musical Wicked to sing a duet. I have never done. I do not know the song. So I kind of was in the deer in the headlights there for a day and trying to woodshed and learn this song. So Lauren, her daughter, who was a teacher in San Francisco, came, and it was a lovely event. They had a flash dance mob. It was a blast. Happy 60th birthday, Bev Stupak.
I just wish Bev would have enjoyed herself more. You know, she is so retiring and all
yes.
that. Hey, one of our friends' fathers passed away.
George Shelton.
And we just want to just tell your family you're being remembered.
He served in the Navy. Served in the Army. And he will be buried with honors, I think, Friday or Saturday. And, shout out and prayers go to his family, Jim Shelton. I just talked with him this morning. And, I have not had to go through this with my folks. I still have both of my folks. You know that both of yours, of course, have passed. And I'm sure it's just a hard time for the family. You know, you're grateful on many, grateful for the life and for the leadership and for your, you know, to have the love that you can see that Jim had for his father, George. But it's still difficult in these days, I'm sure, with the burial and just statistics,
everybody.
You know, just not even just money issues and legal things and documents and things that don't make things pretty.
Well, it's
so a shout out in memory.
You prepare yourself for these things. I mean, monetarily wise. I mean, I hate to say it, but there's insurance policies out there that, you know, $10,000 that cost you like cents a day, or even not even that, maybe just a. Not that much, but what it does is takes care of the burial of your loved ones. I would just tell people to think about that, because it's one of those things that when it happens, I mean, it's too late then at that point. It's also never, it's always too late then to say how much you love them and that you miss them and you like being with them. You know,
mm-hmm.
That's why you and I try not to ever leave the house. You know,
mad
at each other because the way you drive, who knows? Well, especially that time, you know.
I will testify on that one.
I tell you what, when I come into Northern Lights Energy, you know, I come in, I drive into Northern Lights Energy, and the guys go,
"Got to get that." And they go,
and
in,
I was driving Linda's car, and they go, "Well, we knew it wasn't Linda." And I said, "Well, how'd you know?" I says, "Because you didn't come around a corner at a, what do they call this when you you didn't drift around the corner and stop sliding with us leaping like we're in the middle of the Indianapolis 500 trying to run to get your tires done."
If you check the passenger side armrest of Linda's Jeep, you will find my fingerprints permanently imprinted into the metal.
Bob, when
you know, when she
when
came back,
I
she
drive
said,
you someplace.
She you took him home that
gave
one
me a
day.
Ride home a couple of weeks ago. It was
yeah, but you know what?
Fresh in my mind.
She came back and she said, "You know that bad Bob? He's a sissy." You know. So
really?
Anyway. Hey,
see,
okay, we got to take a break.
I'm going. I've driven thousands and thousands and thousands of miles in my life. I love driving. I would much prefer to drive anywhere than fly. So, anyway, thank you, passengers who've, like, not really told me until afterwards. 7:16 in the morning, you guys. Good morning on this Monday. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row. That Shasta Regional is people well. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
He once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction, we cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you love brain teasers, interactive puzzles, and mind-bending challenges? Then you won't want to miss Turtle Bay's summer exhibition, Mindbender Mansion. Starting May 23rd, test your brain power by solving puzzles to reveal hidden clues and passwords in order to become a member of the Mindbender Society. Mindbender Mansion was created by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry and is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I've been in practice for 10 years as owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. Not only do we have fun seeing entire families and athletes, but we see the hard workers of this town. We love our occupational athletes. Work better, feel better, reduce injury, prevent chronic disease, boost metabolism, increase energy and productivity, live a healthier and pain-free life with my new exercise app for your phone and computer. Check us out on Facebook at HealthWise Chiropractic. For a free one-month trial, use Dr. Maria 1. We love our occupational athletes at HealthWise Chiropractic.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. The time is 7:21 here on the 1st of June. 60 degrees out there today. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs. If you're looking for jewelry of any kind, except it has to have one thing in common, whether it's a brooch or a watch or loose stones or necklaces or anything, they all have one thing in common: exquisite jewelry. Exquisite, what can I say, except that it's of the top, the highest quality, exquisite quality. That's what I was, word I was looking for. Thank you very much for helping me with that.
I'm so glad that you can talk yourself that way.
I just sat there with my hands going around in the air, both of y'all looking at me. You knew I'd figure it out. Four Winds Jewelry, though, has got the only trained watch repair guy in the whole area there of the Northern California area. So if you need a watch repaired, anything done like that, it's Four Winds Jewelry. But what I was trying to get at was what great quality they have at Four Winds Jewelry. Leonard takes special interest in everything he has out in display. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. We have Assembly member Rocky Chavez on the line. Rocky, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing today?
Fine. You know, you came to my some stuff was sent to me about something you're working on from some other veterans. And when I first heard it, I thought it was kind of like, well, you know, this sounds like something you read on the internet and it's not true. But then I found out it absolutely is true. On July 1st, the veterans could lose the money that's given to them to go to colleges here in California.
Yeah, it was shocking that we are going to allow that to transpire in the state of California. You know, this wasn't just going to affect out-of-state veterans, which we originally, the discussion was. This was going to affect every California veteran, so every woman and man who went on to sea to Afghanistan and Iraq, who fought for our country, who was in college, would not be able to use their GI Bill. That, to me, was just unbelievable.
And now, why was this? Why did this happen? How did this come about?
Well, but the background is this way. President pushed through a law that said that all veterans, regardless of what state they're in, would be able to go to any state university and get in-state tuition. So if you're from Alabama, you could go to Tennessee and get in-state tuition.
Now, that's, you know,
pretty much 38 states agreed to that, but California did not.
Oh, okay. So if you were in one of those 38 states, you were fine. Now, what a lot of this had to do with if you were in the service and you got out and say in California, you've been stationed there for 4 years, and you say, you know what, this isn't my home of record, and I might like to go to school there. Well, now, instead of paying in-state tuition, you had to pay out-of-state tuition, which could be a significant sum.
Yes, it was, and actually we had a very good testimony of a couple. The girl was from California, the boy was from the Midwest. They had met and served in, I believe it was in Georgia, and then when they both got out together, they got married, they both got out, they were coming back to California to go to college, figured they could use their GI Bill, but as it turned out, he had to pay out-of-state tuition. So here's these two sergeants who went and served overseas, came back, they wanted to go to California and go to school, but because he had to pay out-of-state tuition, they had to use their savings to pay for his education. So instead of having their own place and use their own GI Bill to, you know, live as adults, they had to live in their parents' basement. Mm. But just a shocking event that, you know, we couldn't recognize his service as well as her service.
Now, you've introduced a bill to change this, and I think, and you've gotten some traction with this. Is that correct?
Yeah, the first cycle of 12-13, haven't seen this coming. We put our bill through, and it was a real battle. Actually, it was the last bill to pass because a lot of the opposition, mainly the Latino caucus, saw me as a threat and want me to have a very good bill for the veterans. So they held it, and the night before it came forward, I was given a call by the Senate saying if I would take my name off the bill, they would pass it. So I said, I agreed. I said, I don't need to have my name on a bill. Just do the right thing for the veterans. So the bill was pushed, changed, pushed through, given to somebody else, and it went through.
Now,
however,
in the negotiation, Rocky, let me just say this, Rocky, is that you are a retired colonel in the Marine Corps.
You have fought.
You and I have met one time when I was up there in when I was in Sacramento. One of the few times I've been there. You and I met. You've got the veterans back, you might say. You are running for office, for a statewide office, and so you're saying that the Democrats didn't want to have your name on the bill, which would actually say, hey, here's a guy that's fighting for our veterans. So they are not going to pass it unless your name's off the bill.
That's right.
You know what?
You got it.
That is, you know what? You can reach the depths of lowness here. But right now, whoever figured that one out could walk underneath the belly of a snake. So,
but we got it through. But then, through a technicality, the CSUs and the community colleges wanted some more words. So I pushed through AB 26, which took care of the CSUs and the UCs.
Right.
That went through swimmingly. But AB 13, I had some way snagged the same number I had in the 2012 cycle for the 2014 cycle, the same number, AB 13. So they saw it as the son of the previous bill. So they held it. They went to approach and they just held it there. And so what we did was I'm on the governor's military council. We made such a big issue in the governor's military council that the governor put it in his own budget language. We made such a big issue of it in the legislative elements, the legislators put the same language in their budget proposal so they could essentially kill AB 13 for the community colleges. However, they would go through because the governor and the legislators had put it in their own budget language as a trailer item.
So,
and I said, I don't care. As long as you get the thing done, do what you got to do.
So what's this mean now? Is now the governor signs it, then now this is going to work. And so instead of losing their ability to use their GI Bill, veterans now can go to school here in California.
Yes, but you still have to get the budget approved. It's going to go through in the next couple of weeks. We're hopeful the language will be changed and it'll be all taken care of. There were some other states in the United States that had the same sort of problem. And so the Secretary of Veteran Affairs went ahead and gave it a 6-month period that they can go ahead and review it.
Uh-huh.
So get other things taken care of. But I was only caring about Californians, and I think we came at it three different ways. We came at it, one, the legislative action, AB 13. We came at it through the governor's military council, which put it in the governor's budget language, and we came at it through the budget process. So as I was joking around with my staff, I said, any good military operation doesn't just have one axis of approach. You have two or three.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what we did.
Yeah, three courses of action there. So
there you go.
Well, that makes sense. Okay, well, that's great. Now, Rocky, you're running for senator. Is that
right?
Okay, yeah, you want to take over, boxer seat. Is that correct?
Right. Boxer has chosen not to run in my feeling that we have not really been represented, a number of Californians, in the 20 years that she's been in office, the two decades she's been in office. So it's an opportunity to have somebody in there who's very pragmatic. What can we do to move California forward?
Instead of
so that's our running for Senate.
Well, if Rocky, if you could ever mobilize the veterans in this state, you could have a big sway here.
I know there's 2 million veterans in the state, and every veteran has a spouse or a family member or friends. So you could actually swing the political landscape. It's not just a Republican Democrat thing.
No.
A lot of people don't recognize it. The largest growing group of voters actually defined the states. So I think, as I joke around, those are Rocky voters, and I know there's a lot of Democrats who are veterans and know what we're doing, and I think we have a great opportunity to win this election.
Okay. We're here with Assemblymember Rocky Chavez, who took it on himself to lead the charge to get the money that the veterans have earned via the GI Bill, be able to use it to pay in-state tuition. Believe it or not, this is something I talked about the other day that said, actually it was a good thing that what Obama did and it was helpful to the veterans. Unfortunately, it's one of those laws of unintended consequences unless you get everybody to roll in on it, like California, who didn't. But Rocky, thank you so much for what you did to helping our veterans, and good luck in your campaign. We want to have you back on again. Let's talk about what your plans are when you win the Senate.
I really would like to get back. I'd like to talk to you about water and energy.
All right. I'd like to hear about that. Okay, thanks a lot. Assemblymember Rocky Chavez. Okay, we're going to take a quick break.
Hey, we're going to come back with somebody. Carl, there's a new chef in town. Just rode on in. Can't wait to hear all about.
On his white horse.
Our new guy. We'll tell you where he is and what he's cooking up right after these messages here on KCNR 1460. Happy Monday morning on this 1st of June.
I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me here on KCNR 1460 AM at 6 p.m. on Thursday nights for On the Spot with Linda Bott. You'll hear wonderful interviews with musicians, artists, winemakers, chefs, business owners, and designers, just to name a few. Girls just want to have fun, and we do. Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here with On the Spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, and Wind River Casino and Hotel.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460, 7:34 in the morning. How you doing over there?
605-4567 is our phone number. 60 degrees out there, sweetheart.
Currently 60. Our temperatures look like we were going to have scattered showers today with our temperatures of 76. and tonight lows of 60. As we look toward the week, mostly sunny with 84 on Tuesday. Wednesday looks like it's going to be around 86. And there we go with our temperatures rising again. And not too much rain in the forecast. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. What's on your mind, Carl?
Oh, tobacco and brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, where you can get coffee at wonderfully good prices, as opposed to having to mortgage your car to get a latte. You don't have to do that at Espresso Joe's. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is absolutely fabulous. Now, Tobacco and Brew had a wedding this weekend. Joe and Shelley's son got married this weekend, so a big shout-out there.
It was
a big day, and it looked like it was a beautiful day out there.
In their backyard, you know how hard they work for that.
Well, I tell you what, they have a beautiful place out there. And Joe and Shelley have done so much for our community. It's a veteran-owned business, and they have just done a tremendous amount for our community. So big shout-out to Tobacco and Brew, who, by the way, is bringing in a cigar roller here. This
on Thursday.
On Thursday.
At 2 o'clock, he'll be at Tobacco and Brew. And he is famous for rolling the, you're a cigar smoker.
It was Hemingway's and then Antonio Cleopatra's. I mean, this guy is an expert. He's a Cuban.
From San Francisco.
From San Francisco. Cuban from San Francisco. Well, that's okay. We're used to that. Anyway, that's going to be happening also on Elements Lounge when Linda's singing Thursday night.
Wind River. You'll be able to see him in person rolling,
we'll talk more about that.
Smoke on the
tobacco and brew. Yeah. Another better-known business, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
We're very, very excited today to have a newcomer in the Reading area. Let's just start off by saying good morning to Dustin
Heisler.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
The newest chef.
The new chef at View 202.
Yeah.
And
if nothing else, you can just go out there and watch the river every morning.
Yes.
Gets you started. Yeah. You know, it's always a little bit different.
So, Dustin, I met you the other day, and we're very excited about having you here to share. First of all, people who listen to this show know that I love to find out about who you are, where you come from, where you've been. And right before you came on, I said, well, where were you? And you said St. John and St. Croix.
St. Thomas.
That's right. Virgin Islands. Mm-hmm. I made it up in my head, St. Croix. So when you were there during your stay, your 6 years there, what were you doing on the islands?
Cooking.
Chefing.
Chefing it up. Yeah, running fine dining restaurants.
And people who have ever been to these areas know that there's the best of the best.
That's what they say.
So where were you raised?
Charleston, South Carolina.
Charleston, South Carolina. When did you get your bug for cooking?
Early, actually. I started doing cooking competitions in high school.
When did you lose the South Carolina accent?
Shortly after I moved to New York.
When you go back to the South, does it come back like that?
Quickly. Talk to some old friends.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it comes right back.
Every time I talk to my mom, that accent would come back in. I'd be, y'all, let me carry you down there.
Well, we're really excited about the new energy that View 202 is always bringing, but now here you are. And so what was, I know as a chef you have to travel a lot and you move around, but from St. Thomas to Reading, tell us what occurred during that transition for you to bring your wife here and say, this is where we're going to be now.
Well, we were looking for a place that was in California specifically. My wife's from California, and Northern California is very beautiful. The harvest is nice. It's close to Napa Valley, which wine is kind of a hobby, of course. So it just kind of fit.
Now, are you going to be able to, with the new menu at 202 and with the implementation of your new menu, are you going to be part of the selection of the wines?
Yes.
Oh, that's really like... That's good. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
So what would you say would be your specialty?
My specialty? Classic French cuisine.
Mm.
So are we going to – I don't think there's a place in town that does that. I don't think there is at all. So are you looking to introduce French cuisine?
No, not by any means. I it's all about the technique when it comes to French cuisine. So involving that in some nice fusion, dealing with California-style cuisine with the local ingredients and so on and so forth, just makes a beautiful presentation and a nice plate.
Well, you know, when we were talking to Dustin earlier, Dustin, you were raised in South Carolina.
Yes.
Started getting into your cooking in high school. So we already know that you've been in the Caribbean and up in New York, but, you know, when you stepped away from high school, probably running and screaming at that point.
Yep.
Unless you could do pulled pork and, you know, and ribs. And, you know, and you could probably do that too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, he was in Charleston. That. There was a lot more than that there, I'm sure.
So, but you've cooked all over the world and gone to schools. I mean, you just don't learn these things. You've gone to many schools, too.
Yep. I studied at the Culinary Institute of America in Hyde Park. I worked in Manhattan for a while. And then I ended up going to business school in Eastern Europe in Budapest, Hungary. And then Milan, Italy after that. And then I kind of bounced around staging in different restaurants between Switzerland, Paris, Belgium, London, and then ended up back in Boston, then down to the Caribbean.
Bob?
One of the most fascinating books I ever read, and it's way out of my genre, is The Making of a Chef by the gentleman who founded the French Laundry down in Napa.
Mm.
And the insights into what it takes to get to this level and the pressure put on the people there at CIA was amazing. From your expression, you're familiar with the book and the gentleman whose name escapes me.
I believe it's Rumsfeld.
I love
the French Laundry is one of those places where you get your reservations like the spring before.
Right.
Well, that's the name of the restaurant.
Well, that's Thomas Keller.
Because I spent a few days in Budapest,
mm-hmm.
and it was, to me, it was the people there are happy, and I mean, at least when I was there, they were okay.
Very much so.
Very much, but the food was just magnificent there.
It's definitely an interesting cuisine.
It is, because we went in that one restaurant I was talking mm-hmm. about, and I ordered the goulash, thinking it was, and then I ordered a plowman's lunch or something. Well, the goulash mm-hmm. comes in something we could have bathed in.
Yeah.
And my friend orders, he says, I'll have the big steak. Well, they bring in this, it has to be like 2.5 foot plank mm-hmm. with this huge steak on it and French fries and rice and other stuff and sauce that they put all over the steak. I mean, this thing had to look like it weighed 6 pounds.
Oh yeah.
And then they told us you have the table for 2 hours, and it was an experience. But all the places there, that was just great.
Yeah, it's very nice there. You know, the cuisine is very interesting. Goulash is fun. I actually learned how to make it on a campfire out in the country camping, which was really cool, the classic way to do it with mm-hmm. a bunch of friends that were some local kids that I was going to school with. So it's nice. Service is fast there, that's for sure. 2 hours seems like a long time to you, but it's not really.
No. 2 hours, because I'd been living in Europe for a while. Mm-hmm. At that point, that a two-hour dinner or a lunch
was... It's an experience.
It was. Right. You just took your time, and everybody had a great time. People would come over, and you didn't know and talk to you about it. And
it's the point of eating food with friends. Yeah.
That exactly. It's an experience.
Is this what we're going to... is this what you're bringing in to the View?
I hope so. You know, we're adding some additions to the menu that are going to extend it a little bit, but bring it back into focus, and it'll make it so that you can eat 3 and 4 courses and enjoy it instead of, you know, only being able to fit 2 and kind of have to roll yourself out.
I like the idea of that because now you are going into, and it's nice when your server knows, you know, we'll try this and the chef is bringing this. And we do have some foodies here in Reading that really like to go to San Francisco and New York, and they travel all over the place. So now you're bringing this wonderful cuisine mm-hmm. and your expertise of cuisine of U202. Dustin Heisler is our guest this morning. He is the new chef at U202. We're very, very excited. You're starting to implement a few things. Tell us about what's happening this week.
This week?
You're there now.
I'm there now.
And
yes.
Today's your day off, so thanks for coming in.
It's fine.
And you're bright and cheery, and I love the can-do-ness of you.
We have Linda Words.
Oh.
That's one of them.
Can-do-ness.
Well, I'm a chef with words.
Yeah. Write that one down.
Somebody's got to do it.
The tip of her lips.
The tip of my lips.
This week, we're doing a lot of menu testing. We've written it out, costed it out, things like that, and now we're kind of playing with it, seeing what we like, what we don't like, adjusting things, me and the team, and, you know, in the back of the house, going through it, plate-ups, things like that, making sure that it's going to be beautiful for everybody.
And as you have moved here to Reading, you're probably discovering local farms and local the fresh what you can get that you can add into your.
Yeah, I've been hitting the farmers markets between here and Chico regularly since I got here. You know, finding out who, what, when, where, and why.
How are the selections?
Quite good, actually. A lot of really nice products, even down to some really local single vineyard olive oils, which are always a nice desired thing, which are just delicious.
Yeah.
Produce is beautiful. The meat farming is wonderful, very plentiful, surprisingly enough.
Oh, no, yeah. We've got some people up here that are raising cattle, you know, on grass.
And, yeah.
In this, and specifically for that.
Cattle, hogs, lamb. Yeah. It's very nice.
We're going to need to take a break. Our guest is Dustin Heisler. He's a new chef out at View 202. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods. That's right. Every Tuesday, the last Tuesday of every month, all customers get 55% that are 55 years old get 10% off, not 55%. Let me try that one more time. The last Tuesday of every month at Mighty Fine Foods, all the customers 55 and over get 10% off. Excludes alcohol, of course. Full deli and butcher shop. This is a locally owned store here, run by a father and son. He's the butcher, and he does just outstanding work there. They will cut meat any way you want it. Plus, they've got a full selection of drinks, over 1,000 different types of beverages there, including 250 beers. Now, you can't beat that. And this is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake out there at 299 in Deschutes Road. And the one thing that we always like when we go in there, besides everybody being friendly and it has everything you could want, is the place is absolutely spotless. You go in there, it's absolutely spotless. So Mighty Fine Foods in the corner of 299 in Deschutes. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here, inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Having trouble finding cute clothes and accessories in town? Look no further than Dandelion Boutique in our very own downtown Reading. Specializing in the hottest brands from Spanx to Alex and Ani, and of course, a huge selection of Brighton jewelry, perfect to make any gift or occasion memorable. So come say hi to the girls of Dandelion at their new spot, 1322 Pine Street, or call 247-1292. Dandelion, unique gifts and more.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Tried to amend my carnivorous habits. Made it nearly 7 days. Losing weight.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. We're loving this half hour of our program. Our special guest this morning is Dustin Heisler with View 202. And Carl, I know you're looking for this portion of the show is brought to you by...
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to do this one again. Shasta Regional Medical Center ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row, and their cardiac unit's been rated in the top 50. Well, this is a new one, top 50 this last year. What is going on with you?
I'm sorry, I'm playing the Cheeseburger in Paradise. You start talking about a cardiac unit, it was just too good.
Well, you know what? That is the way to do it, because there's nothing that says you can't have really good food.
And be healthy,
because we're right here, and Shasta Regional Medical Center knows that treating people well can change lives, but you take care of yourself. What are the three things, or the three pillars of good health? It's good sleep, good diet, and exercise. And right now we're here with Dustin Heisler, who is the new chef of U202, who believes in going out and getting natural foods and getting foods and bringing them into his menu and grass-fed beef and all these types of things.
Brand new chef.
Just because you eat well doesn't mean you have to eat dumb.
That's correct.
So you've got some new things y'all are going to be trying out there up at View 202. I mean, first of all, you all are the only restaurant. I'm sure they've told you this.
You're the only
restaurant on the river between here and like for 35, 40 miles. I mean, there's no other restaurants except you.
Absolutely exquisite view and wonderful interior as well.
And they brought you on to change things.
I would assume so, yeah. If it was working great, I don't know.
Maybe you wouldn't
It was
be
running
here.
Smoothly. Yeah. I mean, the menu was nice. It was beautifully run. You know, I'm just here to pep it up.
Well, you're here to pep it up. All right, well, so in other words, will there be a new menu? There'll be an addition to the menu.
Yes.
And then is there going to be a grand opening?
I believe so. I'm not positive when it's happening yet, but I'm sure something is in the works to let everybody know more in depth about it.
Okay.
That's what I've got.
That's wonderful. So, you know, when you go to, as a chef, mm-hmm. when you travel from place to place and then you make your home and that's your kitchen, you're using their pans, you're using their, what do you bring with you?
Knives.
Knives. So that's knives. What you travel with, knives.
All chefs bring their knives, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Because knives are so important in your work.
They are, very much so. They either make it heavy or light. You know, using the right tool for the right job just makes things smooth and easy and function better.
And for those people, just give us a day of what it's like for the chef to come in. Do you, that day, do you create, this is what's fresh? I mean, do you start thinking about it in the morning or the day before that today this is going to be the special, this is what we're going to do? I want our listeners to get, like, the rhythm of the production of it?
Well, on a day-to-day basis, we start thinking about the special the day before, what's coming in, what's going out, what is fresh, what's in season at the time, what can I call my farmers and pick up from them, and, you know, go in, start tasting what's going on already. You know, my guys are working hard when I get there usually. Somebody's got to start early in the morning. And just going through and tasting and working with them, adjusting things, making sure it's perfect and
you have your own recipes?
Right. I do.
That you bring in, and yep. So that you learn that are good, that you know that people really like. So I'm going to introduce these recipes in.
To some extent, yes, it works like that. Or you have like a dish that you are familiar with, you've been working on for a few years, and then you bring the local product or cuisine style in and reproduce that same style of dish.
What's your favorite dish? That you're going to be serving.
That we're going to be serving.
Yeah, because I know there's probably dishes that you're never going to serve because it's just too hard to try and cook for 150
or, maybe they don't have
or
that
200
kind of
people or something. But what's your favorite dish?
Actually, we're adding to the menu a beautiful ribeye. It's coming with a celeriac slaw and a barbecue gastrique. And that's probably going to be my favorite dish. It's
Carl's
got backyard all over it.
Boom. Count me in when we're going to reserve and make a reservation. So you're the new maestro.
Yes.
So you conduct the kitchen and you tell them. So they have to learn a new rhythm with you as well.
Dun, 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 dun. To some extent, yes.
Yes. And how the servers serve, you know, under the way you want to present how this is run and what you do. So it's a huge responsibility to come in. And, you know, we applaud. We applaud Joe Wong and his group of.
He hasn't given up here.
Yeah,
Joe has not given up, and he's gone through some trials and tribulations up there. I mean, let's just be honest about it. But he's always had faith that this place, and why not? It's the only restaurant
beautiful.
On the river.
You
it's got a great it. View, and there's got to be. It's just never, in my opinion, it's never had all the parts. So maybe with the new chef as the new conductor,
it
that's
will
a great
be
thing.
The new.
You've got the way now is to bring. Now, do you bring team members in, that ones you've worked with before? Because
occasionally, yes. Like if I needed somebody, you know, I've got a Rolodex of guys that I would be like, hey, how you feel about California? You know,
ask them if they like fishing, fly fishing, drop fishing. We've been all over the world, and we've decided to make this our home.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Believe it or not, there's things about Reading that just are. It just gets into your system, and it's not like a virus, but it's
it is. It's beautiful, though.
It's a love virus.
I was driving here this morning and looked up, and there's a snow-capped mountain in the background. Mm. It's warm outside. We can get there.
Yes.
It's fantastic.
Now, we do have a special announcement. There are going to be some new changes.
Yeah.
And one special addition that we want our listening audience to know about is that you're going to start having Sunday brunch.
Yes.
And it will have
Sunday Fun Day
with jazz.
Yes. It'll be very nice. And the new menu for brunch it looks delicious to me.
Now, you've created this. This has been your baby?
To some extent, yeah.
So we're going to have champagne?
It's one of my favorite shifts to work. One of my favorite cuisines to cook is the brunch. And it's just fun, up-pace. Beautiful cuisine that, you know, speaks to all genres.
So can I just go ahead and tell our listening audience that July 5th, will that be the kickoff?
Yes.
So July 5th, I will be singing for a jazz brunch on the deck with a duo. And I'm so looking forward to being part of this new, you know, beautiful experience with your cuisine and have the scene set on with this great view. And so, yeah, here we are together. Kicking it off, buddy.
Yeah, it's perfect.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to having a venue that
make your reservations
that it's such
now.
Such a venue up there to just become the place to go to. Not that there aren't other fine restaurants right here in town, as we all know. I hate to say the word competition because it's not really competition. I guess it is.
There's enough for all of us.
But there is enough because people eat out here.
Thank you.
Enough. And there's, different cuisines, and there's different times. There's different places on how it all fits in.
Settings and, what's going on in your life that you're celebrating this or you're going out for that and you want this kind of treatment,
And you may want a Bloody Mary on Sunday morning or a glass or a champagne and just hang out and enjoy, just enjoy, again, the day, the beauty, the food.
Mm-hmm.
And make your reservations now for that. That's going to go fast July 5th, that Sunday.
I think so.
And I think, what is it going to be, from 10 to 2, the brunch?
Yes.
And the music, I think, will be from 11:30 to 1:30,
mm-hmm.
you know. But anyway, so, Dustin, welcome to Reading, and we are very, very excited about our new chef at View 202.
It's going to be fun.
You go by Chef Heisler?
Yes.
Okay.
Chef, Dustin.
Yeah, no. Go ahead,
I want you to come back on because I want to know all about you.
Big boss. Boss Heisler. Boss Heisler. Yeah, let's get going, man.
Culinary school. I want to do a whole show on just what it was for you to go through culinary school and your travels. That would be fun.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for
Chef
having me.
Chef Dustin Heisler from U202. We're going to have the Enjoy the Magazine with James Masada. Run the ball back. He'll be with us. It's the beginning of the month talking about all the things that are happening up here in the North State. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The National Security Agency no longer has the authority to collect Americans' phone records in bulk. The Senate failed to extend that program and several other aspects of the Patriot Act last night when they expired. People in Washington and across the country are remembering Beau Biden, the son of Vice President Joe Biden and two-time Attorney General for the state of Delaware. Ron Klain's a Biden family friend who appeared on NBC's Today Show.
I certainly agree with the vice president when he said he was the finest man any of us have known.
The 46-year-old lawyer died on Saturday of brain cancer. New research, meanwhile, shows that the move to make cancer treatments gentler for children is paying a double dividend.
And what it's shown, that over the years, the rates of children, of childhood cancer survivors dying from a complication of their cancer treatment is becoming less and less.
As Dr. Anna Franklin of MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. 30 Iraqi soldiers have been killed in Iraq's Anbar province. Officials say the murders were carried out by ISIS suicide bombers. 69 people have died in the crash of an oil truck that slammed into a bus depot in Nigeria. A Red Cross spokesman says the truck was full of fuel when its brakes failed last night. The average price of gasoline has increased 4 pennies a gallon over the past 2 weeks, and analyst Toby Lundberg says there are several reasons why.
The supply is doing good. The crude oil price increase, mostly this past Friday, has been modest. There is plenty of supply. Refineries are coming back from maintenance, and they have completed the pass-through of higher costs for making the summer blend of gasoline.
And Lundberg says it's all an indication gas prices may be close to peaking as the summer driving season approaches. On Wall Street, the Dow is bouncing up and down like a rubber ball right now, back into positive territory, up by about 26 points. And this is SRN News.
Doolittle Tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women, and now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-884-1759. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-884-1759. 800-884-1759. That's 800-884-1759.
May, as it turns out, was a good month for the nation's manufacturers.
U.S. manufacturing growth accelerated in May for the first time in 6 months, propelled by more new orders and an increase in hiring. The Institute for Supply Management, a trade group of purchasing managers, says that its manufacturing index rose to nearly 53 last month. Any reading above 50 signals expansion.
That is SRN's Greg Cluxton reporting. U.S. consumer spending in April posted the weakest performance in 3 months. A solid gain in income growth could help to boost spending in future months. Stocks opened mostly higher on Wall Street, led by gains in the technology sector. That followed a big acquisition in the semiconductor industry. Chip designer Altera jumping 6% in most of the Standard & Poor's 500 index after the company agreed to be acquired by Intel for $17 billion. This is SRN News. So what is the secret to a long life?
Don't complain. That's the advice from Lona Collins, who's set to celebrate her 108th birthday next month. The Wycliffe, Ohio woman says the best prescription for longevity is, quote, don't go crabbing. Collins is not the oldest person in the world, though. That title belongs to a Michigan woman who turned 116 last week. In her 107 years, Collins says she's lived through two world wars, saw the invention of television and the automobile, beat cancer twice, and was married for 65 years. She says she doesn't worry and tries to make the best of what she has. Ron Derockstra, SRN News.
Officials in New Jersey are hoping the use of walk-through metal detectors at all gates will smooth the entry process for up to 80,000 people when they try to get into MetLife Stadium for NFL games and other major events. Unless there are special circumstances, they say there will be no more wanding or pat-downs in line. Officials say test runs have been encouraging. More details at SRNNews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's 8:06 in the morning here on the 1st of June. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everyone. At, again, 8:05 in the morning on this the first of June. Oh my gosh, that means that you're going to be seeing that sixth first digit if you write checks like I do. Scattered showers today. That's the forecast anyway. The temperature's around 76. Chance of showers tonight with around 60 Tuesdays.
You're still writing 2013.
I am.
What do you mean?
So I'm always just one digit.
June.
I'm one digit off. You know, I kind of was born that way. But anyway, it's not my fault. Tuesday highs of 84 and
cute.
Wednesday around 86.
Thank you.
Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. I'm going to give you guys the weather next time you can read it. But our favorite part of starting...
Locally owned and operated. Give them a call at 365-3793. Veteran-owned business with senior and veterans discounts.
Another thing that's locally owned and operated. Oh, but before we go there, we have our typical Monday morning thing that we usually do.
With a locally owned and operated guy by the name of Terry.
Good morning, Terry.
Are we giddy this morning?
We are giddy.
You know what? I've got to stop drinking. Okay. I don't know what kind of stuff they're putting in the coffee, but it is
It's
good.
Fine. It's all right. Things are so – you can be bummed out and be serious with all the stuff. You know, you turn on the news in the morning and it's slit your wrist Monday morning. But what's on your mind, Terry?
Well, it certainly hasn't dampened your spirits, my dear.
Yeah, it really looks like she's
slid. I'm here really laughing. You're going, girl.
Well
– I mean, see, you'd probably be more upset if somebody – broke into your house and went through your drawers, right?
Oh, yes, I would. But anyway.
She talked about that one day, and Terry still hung up on that. Terry still hung up on somebody going through Linda's drawers.
I use that as an analogy for a lot of things, like trust.
Lucy, you got some explaining to do.
Some explaining, okay.
Some explaining, Lucy.
So tonight, tea party.
Yeah, it's at 2570 Bonnie View Road. We are going to have a Destiny Fellowship Church at the tea party. We're going to have a media night. We're going to have Red Smith and Kayla Brown from Jefferson State of Mind, Mark Kent, Lindy Kent from Sovereign Minds, and Pete Peters from Freedom in Action. And we're going to have a little round table about the media and media that gets the truth out. So it's going to be pretty interesting. We encourage everybody to come and ask these folks questions, but we're sort of going to have a little bit of a round table there. And we're going to have them connect the dots because all three programs virtually look at different aspects of what's going on in our world today, whether it be local, state, or fed.
Well, I think that's a good idea because, you know, when we left, we had gone for 4 days and didn't look at TV or anything. And frankly, coming back and turning on the TV, there was no changes, none. There was nothing new, except the same things being rehashed over and over again. However, so many things are not being talked about. That was the other part that I find interesting. When you see it, you'll see something that shows a clear indication that somebody was doing something egregious, and nobody says anything in the mainstream media.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things we'll talk about tonight. I mean, there's a lot of issues. We sort of get something thrown in the front that distracts us, but there was plenty of stuff going on locally. There is and I'm sure you've been brought up to speed on some of that stuff.
Well, we're kind of in the middle of some of this stuff, but anyway, okay, that's tonight at it's tonight at 6 p.m. at
6 p.m. Destiny Fellowship Church. Come in here, come and hear the truth about the media and ask your questions.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot,
Terry. Thanks, Terry.
You bet. Hey.
One of our favorite, I would say, shows that we do throughout the month is when we bring on our Enjoy, Rhonda Ball and James Masada.
Enjoy the Empire.
Enjoy the Empire. Enjoy the magazine. Enjoy the stores.
Before we start, though.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. Are y'all going to fly here in the next two weeks or so?
No.
I am not. My son is.
Okay. Well, you might tell him to be prepared because
I'm like,
last week,
should he not
TSA,
be flying?
No. But let me tell you why. Last week, TSA was tested by their own red agents. They call them red agents. They failed 67 out of 70 tests.
Oh, well, that's
you know, that
a surprise.
They faked, that, you know, that they brought through fake explosives, guns, all these things were not caught. Mm-hmm. The reason I'm saying this is that the TSA right now, the head of TSA, Jed something, has hit the overhead and is spiraling.
I love
and
that.
So, yeah, can you just imagine
the
this?
Overhead.
You know, he hits the overhead and he's spiraling. So you can imagine what's going to happen to those customers and those passengers for the next couple of weeks. You are going to have just a tough time getting through TSA. It's all the reason I asked about
That's
it.
Okay.
Is because because they are going to be ringing you out.
Yeah,
and if
you must
got
submit.
Anything on.
You have to submit. That's and, all
know,
there is
I'm,
to it.
And I'm sorry. I know there are a lot of people that may think otherwise for me, but I don't really care.
I don't either.
My thing is you know, it. Use a probe and a mirror. I want to get on a plane and know that I'm going to get where
right.
I'm going safely.
Probe?
Right.
A probe?
That's just James.
A probe?
That's yeah. James.
No, I don't like probes. I like this. Maybe a little
well,
pat down, you know, a little friendly tap, but
we know
no
James.
Probing.
We know that he's just about, that's the sense of humor from James Masada.
Probing with
but
a mirror. Wait a minute, what's the mirror for?
You know, they have the mirror like under the undercarriage looking for the bomb
oh, okay.
under the car.
Right,
you know,
it.
Just places
it.
That they normally can't see.
Exactly. You know, but I think it's really funny.
Then it
and
turns
it gets,
around.
It gets yeah. quite a visual. I know I go into the tanning booth and I go, okay, you got to spread.
Well,
like hold your arms up and like, and then go back and forth.
A
you know,
funny thing
standing
is,
up. By the way,
my son and my wife went to visit his best friend, childhood friend that was born. They're only a couple months apart here in Reading, and they moved and now live in Atlanta or Decula outside. And so he went to go visit his friend this last summer. And said, hey, you know what? I really love doing airsoft. My son's a huge airsoft freak and goes out to that place out in Anderson, the big, yeah. huge air house. And he plays for days and hours.
They just, you know, they shoot each other up.
So anyway, he said to his friend, you know, I'm going to bring my stuff. Do you guys have an airsoft? And
oh, my
Jake
God.
Said, yes, it's great. So I said, Gianna, you're not bringing that because it's just going to be a pain. He's like, no, I'll do all the research. So I have to say he doesn't do much, but he did because he was driven and motivated. He went online, figured everything out, borrowed a three-lot case. I mean, did everything that he was supposed to do, called them, whatever. But then they got to the airport, Yvonne and my son. And, of course, Yvonne's like, you know, no, not paying attention. And she's like, oh, this instead of going to the front and checking it in, she's like, oh, well, we'll check it in.
Curbside.
At the gate.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
At the gate.
So she goes walking with my son to the
TSA
scanning area, and he throws the gun up on the counter to scan through. Oh, you had a national incident. They pulled them aside. It was just, I got a letter from the government. He was fined $500.
For airsoft?
Yeah, I mean, it was insane. Yeah, so.
Now, there's some good news about this, though. That while they failed the 67 out of the 70 test, mm-hmm. they did confiscate over 100 10-ounce shampoo bottles during the same time.
Yeah.
So, because it was 4 ounces over.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Now, my daughter was going through. Her husband's a U.S. Marshal. They got separated, so she had to run her stuff through the X-ray machine. They yelled at her because she had shampoo. They missed also in the pack next to it, the one she put through, the three magazines of 40 caliber ammunition that was in there. Never said a word about that. So I find this, so anyway. Okay.
That's awesome.
Enough of that. We have here with us Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine, and they're going to talk about the great things that are happening right here in Northern California. As soon as we get back from this break, we'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and Commvaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction, we cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Only because you know Bob was listening to what happened at the break and what we're all talking about at the break.
This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air for over 20 years in Northern California. They have been the empire, Alliance Heating and Air. If you've got a heating or cooling system, they can work on it. They can offer guarantees, warranties. Martin and his guys are just fantastic professionals. They're out there to help you. They'll clean those filters. They're going to make it work for you. Anything, anytime. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Our system of choice.
All right. Good morning and welcome back to the show. We have Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta. Finally, we're getting around to Northern California Living, our June edition of Enjoy. You guys always have the greatest covers. So tell us about this June issue.
Okay, well, this cover is a little bit special because this was our cover contest winner. Stephanie Duvaux entered our contest, which we had late last year or mid last year. And this was the winning photo. It was people voted online, and I think it's just adorable.
It's actually amazing.
She made that raft, and that's her niece. And there's some pretty cool things about it. The books were the girls' great-grandfathers, and she just really was creative with this cover, and I think it just matches our Adventures Ahead theme. And so congratulations to Stephanie.
It's beautiful.
That's fantastic.
You know what? We had to y'all bring in a stack.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were gone. I mean, they're gone. So
that's what we noticed when we came in. Yeah. We're like, they don't have any magazines.
Well, we have to, what we do is we end up grabbing one and hiding it.
Right. So
and
that you can talk.
I mean, literally.
Exactly.
Have to,
well, no, and plus we like to pour over it. All right, so let's go through the magazine. Now, we know that one of the first articles is about Kid Ventures.
Well, summer is here.
Summer's here, and you've done a lot about Red Bluff in here, but summer's here. The kids, I know our grandkids are coming June 13th.
Well, part of Red Bluff is that Red Bluff has really gotten themselves together as a downtown, and so they are doing a lot of promoting and advertising. So you'll see that in there. But we also are this year, Ron, is doing a feature on North State downtowns, and it just so happened that this was Red Bluff's. Last month we did Dunsmuir. Mm-hmm. So we're picking downtowns from all over the
Fantastic.
North State just to feature. So yeah, there is a little section in here that's very heavily Red Bluff, but it's kind of their turn. But yeah, you were saying summer is here, and kids are getting out of school. My kids get out on Thursday. One of my sons, unfortunately, will be doing summer school, and he's not aware, so he's going to cry.
Oh, boy. Well, oh, no. You know, in my day, we did summer school every year, and it didn't mean
that
we had bad grades.
Yeah.
We were just, my mom worked, and that was what she dropped us off, mm-hmm. picked us up at lunch, and dropped us off at the pool in the afternoon.
And it's
this
not
is what
for
we did.
Him bad grades either. It's more of his personality is much better if he can continue and stay on track. The break really messes him up.
Okay, well, you know, so. That there's some people think about the year-round school, and that it's important that kids possibly do that. And it seems like a lot of schools are starting to lean towards this all-year-round school. What do you think about that?
I don't know. I haven't really given it much thought. I suppose if they have appropriate breaks that families can take time together at
absolutely.
The right times, then I don't see that's a
I
big
think
problem.
What they'll put is they throw in 2 weeks here and 3 weeks there all through the year.
Yeah.
Right.
The only thing is that it's got to be able to match now with so many parents working two jobs.
Yep.
Be able to match all of them to get some time off like that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anyway.
But anyway, so one of the first articles we have in this month's issue on page 17 is called Kids Adventure, Summer Fun in the North State with Kiddos. And Kimberly Bonet, I think, did this article.
She
works at our store, and she has a young
child.
Yeah, she is lovely. But this just goes through and gives you some ideas about the things that are here locally and regionally that would be fun to do with your families during the summer. You know, a lot of them are things that we know because we live close by, but still there are a lot of people that haven't discovered a lot of these things. But, you know, it talks about, you know, Turtle Bay Exploration Park. It talks about Kids Kingdom, the Reading Aquatic Center.
Serendipity Farms,
Lake Shasta Caverns.
That's
Patrick's
on our checklist.
Point.
Yep.
Yeah. What else is there? All Fired Up is kind of fun. Mount Shasta City Park, Whiskey Town Lake. There are things going on up there. And we actually have an article back here that talks about ranger guided tours on kayaks.
Blast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wildlife sanctuaries, educational centers. I mean, there really is a lot to do. So the thing is, you know, you can check this out. The other really good one, too, is the City Activity Guide. Mm-hmm. We actually carry those at the store.
Oh, that's lovely.
That you can pick up as well.
Well, I know, just for instance, like I said, the grandkids are coming from Albuquerque, and they'll be here a week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they are 9 and 12.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, they're not little kids, but still, I like to have a daily, if not two, activities a day.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Just to wipe them out. And then I'm totally wiped
out. I don't know that you guys
out.
Have ever been, and not to change the subject, but you could always, if they're here, take them to movies in the park.
Oh, I'd love to do that. Oh, yes, definitely. Well, not changing the subject. So when does that start?
It actually starts this coming Friday.
Okay, and where will it be?
We're going to be at Caldwell Park. This year we did put on our Facebook post, ask people for feedback. And, of course, one of the things, unfortunately, we got was that some people don't like Caldwell Park because it's a little shady. But this year we are really being sponsored by Rolling Hills Casino and Dignity. And Dignity afforded us the opportunity to get our own power source. So it allows us to be more mobile. So we're going to be at Caldwell Park, but we're not going to be at our traditional spot down by the actual river where the walking paths are. We're going to be up more towards the skate park, the soccer fields, and in front of the aquatic center.
Okay.
So that we are really close within walking distance to bathrooms. And we're up more towards the front of the park where there's more lighting and less, I don't know. What's the word?
Well, you have that jumbo screen, and it's just so Americana. You can come. It's free.
It's fun.
And so do you sell food at this event?
We do, and it's kind of hit and miss depending on how our vendors are and what other events are going on. But typically we have a popcorn or a kettle corn. We usually have had hot dogs. We have people that do smoothies. A lot of times we'll have kids that are raising money for, you know, class trips that will set up little booths. And my kids have done cotton candy. One of the things that they're working on or trying to get to do this year is they want to do Balboa bars. I don't know if you're familiar with Balboa bars, but, you know, the Balboa Island off of.
Yes.
They're famous for their Balboa bars, which are vanilla ice cream on a stick. And then they dip them in
chocolate
and then roll them in peanuts and then sprinkles and all that kind of stuff.
Ooh.
So. My kids want to do that. They go down and the kid I was telling you about that he went to visit in Atlanta, his parents own a house on Balboa. So my kids have gone there to spend summers with them. And of course, they're obsessed with Balboa bars. So
I might be obsessed too. Makes me want to go home and make one.
But there are a lot of people that bring their own food. Actually, majority of people, not to say that we don't want them to use our vendors. So they are there in addition to.
They can bring their own picnic, lunch, or dinner.
If you go to our website, you can see photos of people that are. Literally have the most amazing spreads. Like some of them come with sushi and they've got,
they bring their big old picnic lunches.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, it's totally awesome.
It's really neat to see that too. And it's really neat, you know, people come and meet their friends or their families and kids are running around throwing a football before the movie starts. And
what's the movie this Friday?
Oh my gosh.
Into the woods.
Oh.
Yes. Thank you, Rhonda.
Oh, you guys have gone like, wow, let's just
There's
kick it off with
us. There's some great movies this
year.
Jeez.
Yeah.
And what time does it actually start?
Well, we say that it starts at dusk. And of course, the number one question is, when is dusk?
Right.
Well, dusk is when it's dark. Not when the sun has gone past the horizon, because there's still a lot of glow.
Still too much light.
So it really depends. You can go to a government website and see when dusk falls. But typically right now it's going to be probably
9:15.
Yeah, 8:45, whatever. But then it progresses as the year. It stays lighter longer.
Mm-hmm.
So that changes. And then by the last month it starts to go back. So we say, you know, if you're there by, you know, 8 o'clock, you'll have some time to play and stuff. And then the movies get underway.
That's wonderful.
But we have music playing.
Fun.
And it's fun to just hang out and eat and, you know. And so you can visit our website at www.enjoymoviesinthepark.reading.com, and that'll give you the entire season. We also will be serving Red Bluff like we have the last 2 years, which will be is the last Saturday of each month that we go to Red Bluff. So we have a back-to-back Friday-Saturday showing. Friday somewhere here in Reading and then Saturday in Red Bluff.
So every Friday it'll be at Caldwell Park?
No. First month of June is Caldwell. Second is Anderson River Park in June.
July.
And then August, this year, we usually did it at the Convention Center Lawn. We're going to be at Enterprise Park.
Okay.
Yeah.
Goodness, so that's great. Well, I'm glad we covered that with the movies because I know it's a very popular event. Mm-hmm.
And it's so fun to see. It's so cool to see how the lawn just gets covered with people. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. For miles. No, maybe not miles. But.
Well, I've never done it with the movie. I've done it where you go to jazz concerts and you bring everything. It's just you bring your blankets and you sit on the lawn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think it would be great to see very Americana.
We need to set up one with you where we bring in a band and you sing.
Oh, I'd be all over. That'd be fabulous. before the movie, let's see what movie would be what I would want.
I don't know. It'd have to go with it. It'd be themed.
Yeah.
You know, you'd have to be in character and.
Yeah, Postcards from the Edge.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I can understand that.
So let's move on and see what else we've got going on, because the movies were great and we've talked about Kid Kingdom. Let's talk about downtown Red Bluff, because you know what we forget. It's such a, not that we forget, we get busy.
Yep.
But it's not that far, and there is such a happening scene in downtown Red Bluff.
There is, and the whole Main Street area and beyond. I don't want to just pigeonhole Main Street, but beyond. There's so much really going on in Red Bluff. A lot of really cool things being, you know, upgraded and repurposed and putting back on track. But they have a whole ad campaign that I love, basically where it says where Main Street still exists. And it really is one of those things when you think of a small, sleepy town with a downtown and a Main Street. Red Bluff has that. And they have really started to transform their downtown again, where you can
nice down there.
Walk
really
and
nice.
Shop and eat and see entertainment. You know, there are tons of – they have this really great ad. It says where Main Street still exists, boutique shopping. You know, hashtag walk the block. And cool. There's Enjoy the Store, obviously, we're there. Wink, Discover Earth. The Closet, Plum Crazy, Cook, the Sugar Shack. I mean, there's a lot to do.
And there's some really cool historic buildings there, too. So so not only can you shop, but you can check out the great architecture, and it's just amazing.
Yeah, and we actually have a story in here as well about, is it Elegance Reborn? And that's the
Prescott,
which is the... used to be a old, I'm trying to remember what it was. It was a women's club, and they've now converted it into a center where you can do either, like, you know, conventions and or wedding parties now. And it's been totally restored, and it's absolutely beautiful and elegant. We can talk more about that when we
got to take a quick break here. But yep. Let me read something out of our chat room. The cover this month is simply stunning. I picked up the magazine every day since it came in the mail just to look at the cover.
Aww, that's
is that great?
Yeah. That's really nice.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. We're here with Rhonda Baugh and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine, but Enjoy the Store, Enjoy the World.
Enjoy life.
We'll be right back.
Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again."
Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bob. Monday, June the 1st, 60 degrees out there. I think it's probably a little bit more than 60 right now. 8:34 in the morning, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Veteran-known business who gives discounts to veterans and seniors. Man's Last Stronghold. Go there and get your hair cut and just have a great time. It's kind of cheers at barbershops. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue across from the subway. I'm going down there today. Bob has shamed me into it since he got his hair cut. My hair is sticking out so far. It's just covering up my earphones there.
You should see my neck.
Oh, yeah. I can't. There's too much hair there.
Neck shave.
Yeah, there you go. And Linda looks at me herself and she says, come here. And she shaves my neck. So anyway. Okay. Hey, look, we're back here with James Masada and Rhonda Ball from Enjoy the Magazine. And Rhonda, are you happy today?
Yes, I am.
You got stuff going on and everything. We're talking about the Prescott.
Yeah.
It's brand new.
Old. I mean, it's an old, but it's brand new.
It's an old building that has been recently under renovation for the last year plus. And it was originally built in, I think, 1924 as the Red Bluff Women's Clubhouse. And it has been under renovation and brought back. They basically tore it down to the studs and have rebuilt it as the newest event center and only ballroom.
Wow.
And I guess there is a magnificent ready room, bathroom, / whatever you want to call it, for brides that have been put in.
Lovely.
And, so it's a great article, and I'm sure it's, the people that have done it here, I probably will butcher their name, but...
Lorna Gunsalls.
Yeah, Lorna Gunsalls and her husband, and she has a family member that they were envisioning what to do and what was needed in that part of the world. And they went back and forth on the names, and they were talking about how every name that they'd selected sounded like a Las Vegas hotel. And they had a family member that had the Prescott name. And so they thought that sounded perfect, and they got his blessing to call it, in his namesake. And they found things like an old World War II playing card in the walls and,
ooh,
just fun stuff
yes.
like that. Yeah. So, I haven't seen it yet, but I would venture to say that's something that I should go check out and just see how it is. But this is an awesome opportunity for somebody to have a really great indoor venue.
And she said that she said that she doesn't just want it to be for weddings. She's looking forward to hosting Super Bowl parties there too. So it's not just for weddings.
Super Bowl parties, birthday parties,
family reunions, fundraisers.
Fantastic. Yeah. Yeah. But, oh, my goodness.
But I love that because I love the name, too, just like you were saying.
I said
like,
it just sounds elegant, the Prescott. Oh, Linda, see you at the Prescott.
Yes, Linda's going to be singing at the Prescott.
Oh, it just sounds – and I love this part. The wow factor.
Linda's going to be singing everywhere.
The wow factor of the building are three Schoenbeck
chandeliers
that span 4 feet across and hold more than 300 Swarovski crystals.
Yeah.
And she said, I hung every one of them.
I know.
So is your Apple Watch telling you you've been sitting down too long?
It did. And then I got a text from Miss Julie Denius asking me if I got her last text message because she wants me to drive a bunch of boys up to Southern Oregon for a basketball camp.
Okay. Oh. What we're talking about here is James has got his new Apple Watch, and every time he comes on the show, it beeps at him because he's sitting too long.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? If you want to, you can just jump off the chair and do a few sit-ups. Or push-ups, and then you'd be right back up here, and we'll give Rhonda a chance here.
I know. Yeah, it does. It gives me that. I have mine set to remind me to get up and move if I'm sitting too long.
That's probably a good idea. Okay, you know what this month is?
Father's Day.
There you go.
Yes.
Happy Father's Play. That's one of your articles, and I love that. With dads who coach.
Yes.
Lots of them.
This is a great story about, it features three fathers in the story. And all of them are coaching their kids. The first one they talk about is Charlie Hawkins, and he is the father of three daughters that have gone on to college to play, or two Whoa. Daughters that have gone on to college. One of them is Sheridan, who plays for University of Oregon. Go Ducks. And
what sport does she play?
Softball.
Oh, my
softball.
Goodness.
She's a pitcher. She's a left-handed pitcher, and she's amazing.
She's not a belly itcher.
She's amazing.
She's not a what?
You haven't heard that saying?
We want a pitcher, not a belly itcher. Yeah.
Well, now we have.
Well, I'm going to be yelling that when we're out at the Cove 45. Out there. We were trying to yell at the Rosebuds, but what else can you say to them? Rosebud! Rosebud! And these guys would get all embarrassed and walk off the field.
Yeah, so we want a pitcher. Okay, so she's not a belly itcher. That's no. So she's playing, she's on a scholarship?
Yes, and his oldest daughter also was on a scholarship, and she played at San Jose State University. So full ride athletic scholarship.
And he's
coached his niece, and he has a daughter that's, I think, in eighth grade, and he's coaching her. So so it talks about Charlie Hawkins, and then it talks about a couple of other dads that coach their kids and how it's important to them to be able to be involved and to watch their kids learn how to, figure things out for themselves and how playing a sport is, a great thing for
I think
kids
being
to do.
This is a tricky, depending on the relationship you have with
now
your
you
parent.
Because
it's a tricky.
Yeah. If your dad was a coach in general or coached kids and you didn't play, that's one thing. But if you are a child on the team that your parent coaches all your life, I've seen it be the greatest thing in the world, and I have seen it.
Can we say Ryan Leaf?
Well,
who was brought up by his father, who was a coach to be a football quarterback, and he was probably one of the best ever. Got into college, and when the day he left college and was drafted by Oakland or the San Diego Chargers, became terrible problems with drugs. Mm. I'm not saying it happens everywhere, but this kid had been pushed obviously so hard where you can have other parents, though, that that obviously they are successes here.
Yeah, I think it just comes down to the child.
I agree.
And the parents.
And choices that individual makes.
And I have coached. I've been a coach for my kids and for softball and for farm league. Baseball for my son.
That would be like coaching your children if you were a violinist or a pianist and you coached your kid.
And I think you're harder on your kids.
I would think you're harder on your kids.
Well, this one family we knew, it was baseball, and then the son said, I don't really want to play baseball anymore. Mm-hmm. He just said it one day, and it was
so good for him.
But the relationship with the family was good enough that they could do that. Right. So then he went on to something else.
Right.
But he had enough of baseball at that point.
Because I have a son that's a junior in high school, and I have to tell you, we go to a private school that's small, and we have a lot of parents that are involved. And most of the experiences that I've seen at our school have been phenomenal. And a lot of the kids, have amazing relationships with their parents. And the coaching part of it has actually built and even strengthened that relationship. But I think it has a lot to do with just how you parent and what kind of personality and temperament you have.
That's not going to change when you're coaching.
Right.
Yeah, and you know what? Sometimes kids need to be pushed because, think about, you listen to like Michael Phelps and stuff, and he says, if my mother hadn't pushed me to get out of bed and done these things, I wouldn't be who I am today.
Right.
That I probably would have taken a different path.
I saw him, Michael Phelps, as a motivational speaker in a group of people in Sacramento. And I thought, you know, we talked about the fact that there's a young man who never did take a day off, even when he had the flu. Mm. And even at Christmas, he said, I swam every single day because I realized if I took a day off, then it would take me then 3 days to get back from the one day I took off. So, you know, when you think about competitor. You almost turn into almost machine-like, mm-hmm. you got to give the guy a break. So right. he went and he smoked a little pot, all right? Give the guy a break. He just needed to just...
Get to that.
He just needed to okay. just,
well,
you
no.
know...
Well, no, I use him as an example, and there are yeah. people that could really jump on the chat line saying, oh, he smoked pot or he drove some drugs. But that's life in general.
Yes.
I don't
that's
care right. who you yes. are.
And Paul McCartney exactly. just said he has stopped using marijuana because he thinks it's a bad example for his grandkids. Mm. Came out and said that. Okay, huh? we got to take a break here. this is. I thought I'd get subject. The last word on that one.
Hey, but that's what I like about the show. Yeah. It's not always about us.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, Ted Leidy and his crew. All of them are professional NRA instructors, provide some of the most complete CCW training in Northern California. And NFI will allow their students to – they'll provide their students a free firearm and ammunition if they're from Shasta County so that they can kind of get the feel of it, can get through the class, and then they will help you pick out the right firearm for your – for you if you do not have it already. This is Northern Firearms Instruction. You can register online at readingccw.com or give them a call at 999-1822 and give Ted Leidy a call. All right. Hey, we'll be right back with Enjoy, the magazine, the store, the estate. We'll be right back.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening of a Friday night.
People across our nation are achieving remarkable things in later life. Compass Shining Care invites you to celebrate Older Americans Month, honoring the achievements of seniors who are using their wisdom, talents, and expertise to make a positive impact in our community. Nominate a local senior today for the 3rd Annual Powerful Senior Award. Shining Care invites you to join us in promoting healthy aging, increased community involvement, and quality life for our elders. Shining Care's life care experts provide guidance and advocacy for families who are caring for older relatives or disabled adults, assisting with the challenges of aging by providing consultations and risk assessments, care planning, coordination, and in-home care, as well as the advocacy and support that provide families peace of mind. Visit shiningcare.org or visit Grace Place Tea House at 1448 Pine Street in downtown Reading.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds June 4th in Elements Lounge inside Wind Rivers Resort and Casino. Join me, Linda Bott, with Pat Karch on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramont is on drums, and my very special guest, Rick Hill, on guitar. How about some romance on the river with a very special menu? Call for reservations now at 243-3377. That's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds in Elements Lounge from 7 to 9 p.m. Thursday, June 4th.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006. That's Adamson's Peak Performance. Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Currently 65 degrees. Our highs today are going to be 76. This portion of the show is brought to you by
our friends down there at Wind River Casino and Resort. Linda's going to be there Thursday, singing from 7 to 9 in Elements Lounge. Just a small town girl. In a lonely world. She'll be there with her band, Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, plus Rick Hill. We're going to have a great time. She sings from 7 to 9. Dancing, frivolity. Get there a little bit early. Have a super dinner off their menu.
Romance on the River.
Romance on the River. And I tell you what, steak and lobster for $21. Mm. Whoa. And I tell you what, it's good. It is absolutely fabulous. All of this. But you have to give them a call. 243-3377. 243-3377. Make reservations to come join us. It's going to be kind of a full evening.
Absolutely.
That night.
And while you're busy singing, Rhonda and I will be here holding down the fort for you.
Absolutely. You get to do the first Thursday of every month, and everybody. And what's really cool is that you talk about what's going on in the magazine, but you have several guests that maybe are showing things in the store that are, you know, the artisans and the soap makers.
We
and
mix
the,
it up all the time, yeah.
Sometimes we have advertisers. It just kind of depends.
Well, what I know before we go into the next article, we've got 10 minutes left before the show's out. What is new and exciting in the store?
I just posted. We have a whole. I brought massive order of Mary Lake in, which I'm super excited about. We're going to redo the front portion of the store, and there's some really great, great items. Some beautiful linen sprays and soaps, and there's some great gift sets of, like, you know, hand towels and soaps, and we've got. You know, just a ton of really beautiful stuff. Kitchen towels that have the most amazing things on them that just, you know, are very unique for certain kitchens. And
I love kitchen towels.
Yep.
I love to give them as hostess gifts. And
well, we've got them wrapped
and
around.
And they're the flower sack. Then.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And we've got them in little, like, you know, strawberry baskets that are folded with jam and a matching towel. And
perfect.
Yeah, so some really cool stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that sounds great.
Some new woodworking came in, which is really cool. We actually are doing a new campaign. You'll see Rhonda is the one that inspired us. And so every so often we're going to be doing our senses. So this is Sensibility is our ad, and it talks about some of the really great sight, sound, touch, smell of the things that are in the store. So we have a great book on the Sacramento River and barbecue sauces for taste and music to listen to and guitars that we have, handmade guitars in the store to play. So, yeah, some cool stuff.
The store is just amazing. I love
You'd be
going
surprised.
There.
Also, we're really excited to say that our store, and not that it's here, but our store in Visalia is just exploded. It's been so unbelievably embraced.
Exploded in a good sense.
In a good way, yes. That, it's mind-blowing to hear how well they're doing down there.
Well, you know what?
People love local.
It doesn't surprise me because you have quality merchandise, first of all.
And people love local.
And second, it's local.
I have to say,
and they can come in there and they like to support it, plus the way it's presented.
Yeah.
And even the overall thing, yeah. Safeway has taken advantage of the whole local movement, too. And you walk in their store now, and they have a sign that says, here are the local products that we carry in our store.
Mm-hmm.
And well, that it makes has, sense.
Yeah. However, I have to say, I was there yesterday, and you had called me and told me, and I looked, and their idea of local and our idea of local is a little different.
The one here
I love,
down, you mean?
Just Safeway in general. They have these. If you go to our Safeway here, they have these huge signs all down the aisle that say, you know, buy local, shop local. And then they're like, you know, local barbecue sauce from Napa Valley, local barbecue or local avocados from San Diego, and I'm like,
local means California
for them.
For them, yeah.
For them, it's local. If it's
and California. You know what? I say, great. I think that we should. Our store should be filled with California products. That's where we live.
But when we say local, when we're coming to Reading, we don't want to be that many counties out.
No,
no.
And in the store, it's pretty much the top 15 counties.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so okay. So now you've got Wild Kingdom. This is you're talking about. I just learned something today. The oldest California zoo.
Yes, and it's in Eureka, and it has been there for more than 100 years.
Yeah, it celebrated its 100 years in 2007.
Crazy, huh?
And it started out as what they're saying is that people were visiting the parks and they were just feeding the elk and the deer. And that's how it started. So then all the elk and the deer were basically being hand-fed. And then they decided to put the city or somebody, this organization, bought like 60 acres and then they fenced it. And then now all of a sudden it was like they said, oh, well, we've got this fence that we've put up and now all these animals are inside the fence and people feed them. Now it's a zoo. And then it's just evolved from there. It goes on to talk about how really how it started was that there was a chimpanzee that was taken, unfortunately, from the wild and then traveled with a circus for years. And then the circus had come through Eureka, and the kids in Eureka all collected all their money in pennies to buy the chimp from the traveling circus. And that chimp, his name was Bill, was the beginning of the zoo. And Bill lived...
He was one of the oldest chimps that lived in captivity.
Yeah. And he died
in 2007.
In 2007, yeah.
He was 104 years old.
Yeah, pretty much.
He had a mate. They brought a mate in, and the mate's name was Hillary.
So he was
Hillary.
The main.
So you had Bill and Hillary.
Bill and Hillary. Right. He was the mainstay of the zoo, but then after he died, you know, it was a big deal. But the zoo reevaluated how it worked and operated and what kind of animals they wanted. They wanted more indigenous species to the area
sense.
And wanted them to be designed differently and more humane and all these things. So it's a really interesting story.
You know, something like that where, they're here already. Let's just kind of fence them in.
And another thing,
things
too,
are a little bit different after you fence them, and now you have to feed them.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's to go, it's $5.75.
For an adult.
For an adult.
Yeah. So
to
it's
go visit the zoo.
So it's a bargain.
Yeah. So that's something, another fun thing you can do with your
but
kids.
Is that monkey
this
in
summer.
There? Is that monkey in there too?
Yep.
They do have
that's
some.
Not indigenous.
No. No, I'm not going to say that all of them
California
are.
California monkeys.
Yeah, that all of them are. But they're working towards.
The sea otters, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? It's someplace to take your kids.
Yep.
Well,
yep.
And as you travel through the magazine, too, let's not forget that you always have your recipe and my favorite, key lime pie. I just realized that key lime pie is my favorite summer pie or dessert to have.
So let me tell you what. So you've got it there in the magazine so you can recreate it. But we have our new recipe program. If you come into the store, you can get a copy of the recipe on a recipe card to create your collection.
Right there. You just have to pick it up and then you walk out with it.
And we keep back issues now. So now we're building a library. You can come in and ask for them or ask for all of them. And we also have our Phillips Brothers Mill has done our crates for us. We have a recipe crate that if you ask for it after spending $50, you get it for free in the store, or you can buy one and just start your whole recipe program.
I did notice, though, is that they said nothing when I was taking out the recipe cards, but when I took out the two barbecue sauces, and one of your guys yelled at me. So I had, anyway. He was nice about it.
Yeah.
I liked the one, too, about getting kids into volunteering.
Yes, and that's
I don't know what page that was on, but it was trying to get your kids involved in what's going on around you, having them help, having them volunteer, I think is one of those ways. You know, to me, with our 4 minutes left, you need to serve our country. And
In some way.
Mm-hmm. And it could be that you work in VA homes, you know, there's veterans home out here, that you act as a volunteer to help them out there, and that you give something, that you just don't keep taking all the time, that you give. So teaching kids to volunteer, I think, is absolutely outstanding.
And there's a lot of things kids can do. They can play music at rest homes, and they can
go
to the Humane Society
dogs.
And walk dogs.
Yep.
There is a lot out there that they can do, and it's just a great feeling, and it's a great lesson for your kids, you know, to be able to get them out there to volunteer.
Yeah, to give outside
and
yourself.
Give. Yep.
Yes, that's exactly it.
At our kids' school, they're required to do community service and church service and all these different things, and it's mind-blowing what some of these kids have actually pulled off in their high school years as far as, you know, service that they've given back.
Projects, I mean, and all this.
Building
yes,
buildings and doing all kinds of things. And that's why our school requires it. I mean, you can't graduate if you don't meet your
I love
your hours.
That. Well, you know how we feel about the community service. And finally, if you're thinking of, you know, it's June, of course, paddlers in the water. Paddles in the water, I mean. Ranger-led kayak tours in Whiskeytown Lake.
Okay, let's not talk about that.
Why not?
Because it could get too crowded.
Oh, I know.
You know,
we've done it by moonlight.
Cancel. They don't do that
anymore.
We did
it at moonlight. We had friends that went with us that just really
the kayaks
became aware.
Are leaky, you get wet.
That is not true. And stop with your funny. That's not funny.
Okay.
Okay. So, no. It is not funny about.
It's funny to me. It's funny to Bob.
It's just a guy thing.
The boys in here think it's funny.
No.
The boys think it's funny.
That's like pulling pigtails. That's so funny.
Rhonda was grinning.
Anyway, so the kayaks don't leak, folks. They're fabulous. And they're very well taken care of. We had friends that went with us, and it was like we did this four couples. And what we did is that there were two of couples decided for sure that they could not do a double kayak after that trip. They needed individual kayaks because of that. But it's so such a blast to have the ranger take you out, right? And mm-hmm. this is an article that
and
you have.
And it's free. And it
It's free?
It's free, but you just have to make reservations to make sure.
And the Coast Guard auxiliary's out there to make sure you don't fall over
and
get lost.
And they've had over 30,000 people participate in this.
It's a great, it is a great time,
been
a great
doing
event.
They've since 2002.
And you learn about Whiskey Town. Mm-hmm. You learn about what happened with this lake, when was it made, why is it here, et cetera.
Right.
It's a beautiful lake. I love this. It's my favorite because I love how crisp and cool and clear the water is.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, our guests have been James Masada and Rhonda Ball from Enjoy the Magazine, and we've been talking about Enjoy the Store here, and you've got another store down in Red Bluff, and then, of course, one in Visalia.
Yep.
The magazine itself is just reaching more and more and more people. Ours were gone here when you all came in today.
That's crazy, I know.
You could use another 12 or 15 or something. If you guys got any more, just bring them on down.
Okay.
Hard to get a hold of once
you're
gone.
You know what? Again, if I can say it, it's such a quality publication. It ranks as with any publication that you're going to see out there. And to have it, having it right here in Reading, and the work you all do on it, and the way you put it together, obviously it was with care and love.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for the store. And we'll see you here Thursday night.
Yes, ma'am. We'll be here Thursday.
You guys will be broadcasting live with special guests at
break
6 o'clock.
Break a leg.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, we don't say break a leg to John Kerry, though.
Because he really
broke
does
a leg. Yes, that's right. You know, he's out bicycling. Now,
in France.
In France. He was during the Iranian talks.
So why is it that they then shipped him to Switzerland for
plausible deniability. Yes. Oh, no, the French never fought off their bases.
It's neutral. All right, we got to go.
All right, hey, look, tomorrow, Law and Order, Hillary, and a bunch of other things. All this tomorrow. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham vowing to go after radical Islam as he becomes the latest to toss his hat into the race for the GOP presidential nomination.
They are large, they are rich, they're entrenched. As president, I will make them small, poor, and on the run.
Graham making the announcement just a short while ago in central South Carolina, where he grew up. The Senate at this hour set to begin work on a USA Freedom Bill that makes some big changes to the NSA's surveillance programs. That after they failed to extend that authority yesterday, Kentucky's Rand Paul stood in the way.
People here in town think I'm making a huge mistake. Some of them, I think, secretly want there to be an attack on the United States so they can blame it on me.
The Senate now turning its attention to a House-passed version that basically does away with the NSA's bulk collection programs, but it could take several days to push that through the chain.